Last week we were discussing various aspects of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and specifically the relationship between Birkos Kriyat Shema and the Kriyat Shema itself. To what extent is this considered to be a kiyum and tefillah? To what extent are these brachos considered to be a form of Birkos HaMitzvah for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? This is an issue that the Tshuvas Rashba discusses in Chelek Aleph in Siman Mem Zayin. And there is a comment that the Miri has in Brachos Nafir Aleph, where I mentioned last week the Miri Skiddush, that let's say a person for whatever reason does not recite Birkos Kriyat Shema. A person is not aware, doesn't know the Birkos Kriyat Shema. So in such case the Miri writes, one day, that person should recite a regular Birkos HaMitzvah, Sher Kedeshana Mitzvah Tzivanu, on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And this is what the Rosh quotes in the very beginning of Sefer Brachos and Perek Aleph, Siman Aleph, in the name of Avraham Gaon, that in cases where a person will read Kriyat Shema at an inappropriate time, a person learns Kriyat Shema too early in the night, and at that point he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. For example, when Rashi writes, then it's only later with Kriyat Shema Lamita that one is fulfilling. So the Rosh quotes the view of Avraham Gaon that comments that now you have to recite a Birkos HaMitzvah. Generally speaking, this is not done, because the purpose of Birkos Kriyat Shema, at least to an extent, are to serve as the Birkos HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema itself. But if for whatever reason it's set out of that framework, out of that context, in such a case it's necessary to recite a bracha. So we started to discuss this in light of the Machlokas Rishonim in the Mishnah Brachos and Daf Testament Beis. The Mishnah tells us what happens if HaKorei Mikan Ve'Elach, a person who reads Kriyat Shema, La'achar Kriyat Shema. So the Mishnah tells us that Lo Hifsid, Ka'adam HaKorei B'Torah, that nothing is lost, apparently, that he is allowed to recite the Kriyat Shema as he normally would, and it's Ki'ilu Korei B'Torah. So the Gemara asks on the next daf, and Yonah Beis, that my Lo Hifsid, what exactly is the Mishnah telling us as a Kiddush, that Lo Hifsid? And the Gemara answers that Lo Hifsid HaBrachos, that a person is allowed to recite the Kriyat Shema as he generally would. That means Kriyat Shema Rebochoseha. We mentioned in the past the Kiddush of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah writes, and Dafeyim and Aleph Medapi Harif, the name of Rabbi Shlomo Min Hahar, that why is the Gemara bothered by my Hifsin? What's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? Shita, of course it's a great Kiddush. Isn't it a great Kiddush that you're allowed to recite Kriyat Shema outside of the Zman Kriyat Shema? After all, we're used to what the Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Samach, Eis Lasos Lashem. So we're used to reciting Dvarm Shebitzav Baal Peh. But normally speaking, you weren't allowed to do so. When you're dealing with Torah Shebitzav, you had to have a kriya mitoch haksav. A person couldn't just simply recite partials about that. So if I'll ask you, and what about the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? How are you able to recite Kriyat Shema in the morning, Kriyat Shema in the evening? After all, isn't that a violation of Dvar Shebitzav via Tavir Shalom about that? So what's the simple answer? That no, there's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So therefore, obviously, if there's a mitzvah to recite this parsha, and the Torah apparently did not envision that anyone's going to take out a Sefer Torah every morning and every evening and do so. So therefore, obviously, when a person is reading Kriyat Shema for the purpose of the mitzvah, so therefore, it's exempt from the principle of Dvarim Shebichtav V'Yatar HaShem Baal Peh. But Rabbi Yonah raises the following difficulty. If you're reading it chutz l'zmano, and now it's no longer a kiyum of Kriyat Shema, now it's just simply Kriya B'Torah, now you should flip back the general principle of Dvarim Shebichtav V'Yatar HaShem Baal Peh. That kol zman you're doing so l'shem mitzvah, we understand, but l'shem Kriya. So then, you should insist on a kriya mitoch haksav. So that's the great chiddush Rabbi Yonah writes, that you see from the fact that the Gemara is not bothered by this at all. And the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is brachos, the following, that any parsha where there is associated with that parsha mitzvah kriya, that parsha is completely excluded from the principle of dvarim shebichtav v'yatar HaShem Baal Peh, even if it's being read other than the time of the mitzvah. He says, that's what you see obviously from the Gemara, that since there's a mitzvah of Kriya, so therefore this is completely excluded from Dvarim Shebichtav. And therefore the Parsha Videi Maaser, Mikra Bikurim, and the like, those Parshios are exempt from Dvarim Shebichtav V'Yatar HaShem Baal Peh. And that's why the Gemara is bothered. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that you're allowed to recite Kriya Shema? Of course you can do so. And the answer is, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema Uvirchoseh. The difficulty is the following. If you assume that Birkos Kriyat Shema service, a Birkos HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema itself. So how do you understand this great Kiddush then of the Mishnah and Gemara, that even once the Zman HaMitzvah has come to an end, nonetheless you can still recite its brachos? If you look, for example, in the Ramban, in the very beginning, in the Chiddushim HaBrachos, the Ramban is absolutely explicit that these brachos are Birkos HaMitzvah, on the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So how could that be? So we start to discuss the Kiddush of the Rosh in Perek Aleph, Siman Yud, where the Rosh writes, Hakori Mikan Velech, the Mishnah. How long is Hakori Mikan Velech? So the Rosh has a few possibilities. Number one is only one extra hour, only one more hour. Why? Because that's the Zman Tfilah with Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Rosh quotes the second day, and that is that no person has until Chatzos, because that is the Shir, according to the Chachamim, of Tfilah. And then the Rambam Shita in Perek Aleph, Halachit Gimel Tochus Kriya Shema, where the Rambam writes Kol Hayom. So if you assume like the first two deos that the Rosh presents, either Dalet Shos or Chatzos, you understand very well that at least one aspect of Birchos Kriya Shema is a Kiyum Tfila. So even though the Zman Kriya Shema has already come to an end, but nonetheless there still is a Kiyum of Tfila, still a Kiyum of Tachnunim, and that would allow you to recite the Birchos Kriya Shema either for an additional hour, Mikra Hadin, the Zman Tfila according to Rabbi Yehuda, or at least until Chatzos according to the Chachamim. But if you assume, like the Rambam Shita, that now Mevarech Lefanel Ulachreha Kol Hayom, how can that be? So we left off with the Kesha Mishnah that writes a very, very great finish. Kesha Mishnah points out that why is it so clear from the first Mishnah in Brachos that Uvashoch Lecho means Kol Zman Shebnei Adam Shochvim, as long as you are asleep, not Tchilas HaLayla when a person goes to sleep, but we assume like the Shitas Chachamim, it means the entire period of time that you are sleeping, that is called Vashoch Lecho. And the need to do so by Chatzos is only the Harchikes Adam Min Haver. So Kesha Mishnah writes, why not assume then the same is true when it comes to Uv Kumecha? It doesn't mean the person awakes in the morning, but the entire period of time that a person is awake, just like it's the entire period of time that a person is asleep. So the Kesha Mishnah writes this great, great Kiddush that Ein Alkinami, that really Midaraisa, that is true, that Uv Kumecha means the entire period of time that you are awake. And Ein Achinami, the fact that Zman Kriya Shema only has to be of Kumecha as the Tchila Sayom, that is not Iker Perusha, but that is simply an Asmach to the Kesha Mishnah writes. After all, the Gemara says that the Zman of Gimel Shos is based on Shekein Derech Bnei HaMalachim Lama of the Gimel Shos. Why should the Halacha on a level of Daraisa be dependent on Bnei HaMalachim? Otu Bnei Malachim, Kesha Mishnah says, Ruba Da Alma? Certainly not. So that's the Kiddush of Kesha Mishnah that yes, that Midaraisa, the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Hayom, is Kol Hayom, and that's why Hakor Mikan Ve'ech Lo Hifsid, because there's a Kiyum of Kriya Shema. Not that there's an added role that Kriya Shema V'Chosev could have aside from the mitzvah as a Kiyum of Tefillah, but no, there's a Kiyum Daraisa of Kriya Shema Kol Hayom, and that's why the Rambam writes it's not limited to Dalet Shos or Chatzos, but rather this can be done Kol Hayom. A very, very great finish. So if you look in the Magen Avraham is found in Siman Nun Ches, Sivkatan Zayin. Magen Avraham quotes this Kesef Mishnah, and you can imagine, right, very vehemently disagrees. How could that be? Now that the mitzvah, the rice of Kriya Shema is Kol Hayom, how can that be? That certainly is not true. After all, right, first he points to the following, that number one, is that the Mechaber writes, like Rabbi Yonah, for example, that only one extra hour, only Dalet Shos, or only until Chatzos. Again, the Kesef Mishnah just suggested it within the Shitas HaRambam, but he writes that Rov Rishonim are against this Kiddush completely. You don't have Kol Hayom. And the whole assumption that the reason you can recite the Brachos even after that time, according to the Rambam, is because there's a Kima Kriya Shema. The Magen Avraham writes, after all, Brachos Eino Sheyachim LeKriya Shema. Who says that the Birchos Kriya Shema are solely Birchos HaMitzvah? That once the mitzvah comes to an end, there's no added Kiyum at all? And then the Magen Avraham raises the difficult kasha. Magen Avraham says the following, if this is true, that the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Yom Midarais is Kol Hayom, so therefore Kriya Shema should not be a mitzvah seisha HaZman Gram. Why? Because there's no point in time where this mitzvah does not apply. The Kriya Shema Shel Laila is Kol HaLaila. The Kriya Shema Shel Yom is Kol HaYom. So you have a mitzvah that applies all day and all night. So why should that be called a mitzvah Sheh Zman Grama? Mitzvah Sheh Zman Grama always means that you can point to a window of time where the mitzvah doesn't apply. Tefillin either doesn't apply by Laila, at least doesn't apply in Shabbos and Yentif, Tzitzis is only by Yom, not by Laila. That's Zman Grama. Why in the world is Kriya Shema called the Zman Grama? The mitzvah is Kol Hayom and Kol Halayla. That's the Magen Avraham's question. It's obvious, that's not true. It's clear, the Gemara tells us in Brachos Nafchach that Kriya Shema is certainly a Zman Grama. That's the Mishnah Nafchach, that women are exempt from Kriya Shema. So how can this be according to the view of Kesed Mishnah? That's the Magen Avraham's difficulty. So this is what the Shavuos Ayah addresses in the Siman Yud Beis. This Kasha, the Magen Avraham. Is this such a compelling Kasha? Let's grant the position of the Kesed Mishnah. Then Enochinami, that there's a Kim of Kriya Shema Shal Yom, which is called Hayom, and there's a Kim of Kriya Shema Shal Laila, which is called Halayim. Let's assume that that's true. So you mean to say that therefore it's not a Zman Grama? What do you mean? That lo Zmano Shal Zeh, Zmano Shal Zeh? If you have a mitzvah which is perpetual, that's not called a Zman Grama. Like the Rambam writes, for example, when it comes to the mitzvah of Tefillah. The Rambam writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, mitzvah say lehispalo chol yom. Right? The mitzvah of tefillah is ongoing. It's at any time. So the Rambam writes, therefore, tefillah is not called as Zman Grama. But that's not comparable to this particular case. Here there's a kim of Kriya Shema uv'shachlocha that can only be fulfilled by Laila. And there is a separate kim of Kriya Shema which is Bayom, that can only be fulfilled Bayom, and lo Zmano Shel Zeh, Zmano Shel Zeh. If there are two kiyumim, Bayom uvalayla, that should make it into a Zman Grama. That's the Shagas Aryeh's objection. Apparently, according to the Magen Avraham, we assume that no, you have to be able to point to a window of time where the mitzvah doesn't apply in order to label it as a Zman Grama. So is there any nafka mina between the Kesed Mishnah and the Magen Avraham? But they both agree women are exempt from Kriya Shema. It's a Mishnah. So is there any case that there would be a machlokes? So this is the theme of Shagas Aryeh in Siman Yud Beis. What is the chiyuv of women in the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Are women obligated to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? There's no Gemara that tells us explicitly in one way or another. This could depend on what we discussed earlier as well, the relationship of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kriya Shema. One could argue that based on the Rambam Shita, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah. The Rambam does not count Yetzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah at all. The Rambam only counts the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema, according to Rambam Shita, are all three parshios of Kriya Shema, with all the rayas that we mentioned. In such a case, then one could certainly argue that women are exempt from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because women are exempt from Kriya Shema, women are exempt from that Din Darais of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, is an aspect of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. But if you should assume that that's not true, and that's what the Shagas Aryeh assumes, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah, are women obligated? Are women exempt? If you assume it's part of the Kima Kriya Shema we discussed, one could argue, right, that the Zman of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is dependent on Zman Kriya Shema, that we discussed as well. If you assume Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Shagas Aryeh does in Siman Yud, is an independent mitzvah, what is the Zman then of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Poshub Shav, the Zman, at least Mikra Hadin, is Kol Hayom. Yimei Chayecha. Yom means Kol Hayom. And what is Kol? Right, according to Ben Zoma, Rabos HaSalelos. So Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a fascinating model where the Shagas Aryeh assumes that the kiyum of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Bayom is Kol Hayom, and the kiyum of Kol Yimei Chayecha L'Rabos HaSalelos is Kol Halayla. So now you have a mitzvah where there are two separate kiyumim, Bayom u'Halayla, but lo Zman Shel Zeh, Zman Shel Zeh. Are women obligated in such a mitzvah, or are they not? Well, the Shagas Aryeh writes, of course they're exempt. That's called the Zman Grama. And that's the objection that the Shagas Aryeh has to that kasha of the Magen Avraham. Even if you'd assume that Kriya Shema Shel Yom is Kol Hayom, but since it's a separate kiyum of Kriya Shema Shel Laila, so in such a case, that is considered to be a Zman Grama. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim also is considered to be a mitzvah sheyaseh Zman Grama, and women are exempt. It's very interesting. If you look elsewhere in the Magen Avraham in Siman Ayin, in Sifkat and Aleph, the Magen Avraham assumes that women are mechuyavos in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is l'shitasei of the Magen Avraham's kasha against the Kesef Mishnah. The Magen Avraham assumes that in order to label something as a Zman Grama, there must be a period of time where the mitzvah does not apply. So, that's not true of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a constant mitzvah. A kiyum b'yom and a kiyum b'layla. And that's the basis of the Magen Avraham's kasha against Kesef Mishnah. According to Kesef Mishnah, the same thing should be true regarding Kriyas Shema. That certainly is not the case. That the Mishnah tells us that women are exempt. So that's the Nafka Mina. The Gemara doesn't mention explicitly whether women are obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Magen Avraham writes yes, they're exempt from Kriyas Shema, but they must mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Shagasari assumes that no, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim certainly is considered to be at the Zman Grama. The Prima Gadim has the following Ha'ara, also in Siman Ayin. The Prima Gadim points out the Nation of Ram that we discussed earlier. That drasha ben zoma, kol yemei chayecha, the Rabbah says aleinos, is that a din d'oraisa, is that a din d'rabbanan? We assume it's a din d'oraisa. But the Rav Rishon, we pointed out the sheet of the Ra'ah, that even ben zoma is kol yemei chayecha, is only an asmachta. So the Prima Gadol writes, that means that even ben zoma agrees that midaraisa, zechiras yetzias mitzrayim, is bayom. And Laila is only a dinder rabbanon. Then certainly, the Prima Gadim writes, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is his man grama. Because midaraisa, the mitzvah is only by yom, and the whole ribui of kol, rabbos es alelos, is only a smach to rabbanon. But we who hold that no, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is daraisa by yom, uva laila. So that's the chiddush of Magen Avraham, that now on the level of daraisa, there's no time that the mitzvah doesn't apply. In such a case, nashimar. This is what Mr. Brewer quotes, for example, in the very end of Siman Nun Ches, that even though the Zman Kriya Shema is until Gimel Shaos, nonetheless the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mr. Brewer assumes like the Shagasari in Siman Yud, right, is Kol Hayom HaEreh, and therefore certainly one will be obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and even after the Zman Kriya Shema would pass. Here the Mechaber in Siman Nun Ches quotes that one view in the Rosh, that Imav Rasha Dalet V'lo Kara, that if already it's after Dalet Shos, you no longer recite Birchos Kriyashma, Kara V'lo Birchoseha Kol Hayom. I like the most Chomer Shita that the Rosh quotes. And here the Bir Halacha quotes the Shuvas Mishkanos Yaakov in Siman Ayin Zayin, that if it's a makom ones, the bidyev, that one can rely on the second view of the Rosh to recite Birchos Kriya Shema until Chatzos. But it ends after Chatzos, then we don't assume that one can any longer recite Birchos Kriya Shema against the Shita of the Rambam. So again, this approach to the Rambam, right, indicates that no, that Kriya Shema Birchoseha do have a clear link. And the only reason you can recite Birchos Kriya Shema after Zman Kriya Shema is because Kesef Mishnah suggests that there's some Kiyum, which is Nimshach, which lasts and allows you to recite the Brachos. Because after all, according to the Rambam, Birchos Kriya Shema are not just Kiyum Tefillah, but rather they directly relate to the Kriya Shema itself. So we've mentioned in the past as well that this is clear from another Rambam, and this chiddush is very important in the halacha. We discussed the machlokas, the Rambam in Ravid. What do you do when you have a sveika daraisa? Everyone agrees, sveika daraisa l'chumra, that the mitzvah must be repeated. But what about when it comes to a bracha? If you have a sveika daraisa, a sveik in mila, a sveik in tzitzis, a sveik in kisi hadam, and halacha dictates sveika daraisa l'chumra, do you assume that now, if you must repeat the mitzvah, you do so b'shlemusa, and therefore you recite a bracha? Or do you split? The Safik mitzvah is a din d'arais, the Safik bracha is a din d'rabanan. There's nothing wrong, it's blim tzad. Sfeik of the rais l'chumra magufish mitzvah, but Safik bracha is l'hafka when it comes to the mitzvah, when it comes to the bracha. That's the Rambam shita. The Rambam writes in the Chositzes, if you have a Safik, for example, in Sitzes, let's say a tumtum and drogan is the Rambam's case. The Rambam shita is that only if you're obligated in Sitzes, can you make a bracha? Enu mitzviyosa cannot recite a bracha. So the Rambam writes that there's a suffix. In such a case, sveik of the rice lechumer yesachi utzitzis, the suffix brachas lalkim. The Rambam writes the same thing in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Mila. If you have a suffix in Bris Mila, the Rambam writes, right, you have a suffix whether that skin, right, is al pidin orla or not. So in such a case, it must be removed. But in a mavarech, the Rambam writes suffix brachas lalkim. And there, in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Mila, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes if it's a suffix bracha, then suffix brachos lahakim. If it's a suffix in mitzvah that requires repetition, sveik the rice lechumra, the mitzvah must be done. Mishnei Musa. And the Rambam writes in Perek Yedalef of Hashchita, Yavakoi, a suffix chay, a suffix behema. So is there kisi hadam? So the Rambam writes, yes, do kisi hadam, but don't recite a bracha. Suffix brachos lahakim. And that's what the Rambam said in Perek Vav of Pasuk about Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, you sit in Sukkah without a bracha. No bracha because suffix brachas lahakim. All of a sudden, you look in the Rambam, there's an exception. That's Hilchos Kriyas Shma. And Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, what happens if suffix kara Kriyas Shma, suffix lo kara? Person doesn't know whether he said a Kriyas Shma or not. So the Rambam writes, chozer v'korei, and then the Rambam adds, umavarech lefanehu ulacharehu. Wow. You have to repeat Birchas Kriyas Shema. Even though always, the Rambam writes when it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah, Safik Brachas Lahakel, here in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, that's not true. The Kesem Mishnah quotes, the Tshuva Zerashba that points out this Kiddush of the Rambam, that apparently you can't equate Kriyas Shema Birchas Seha with a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Cholot HaRakula. Birchas HaMitzvah, the Rambam was willing to grant, is an independent Safik. You can isolate the Safik in Mitzvah from the Safik in Bracha. But the Rambam maintains that's not true when it comes to Kriyas Shema. The Birchos Kriyas Shema are more than simply Birchos HaMitzvah. But rather, that is the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, Bishlei Musa. Let's say, for example, that the bare minimum of Birchos HaMazon doesn't require the Nusaf of Birchos HaMazon. The bare minimum of Tefillah doesn't require the Nusaf of Tefillah. The Rambam does indicate that midarais you need shevach, bakash, and hodah, but certainly not our nusach ha-tfilah. But good, but once Chazal instituted nusach ha-tfilah, that is the mitzvah of tfilah b'shnei musa. This is the complete mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. Birchos Kriyas Shema exactly parallel the themes of the Kriyas Shema. Kabbalas HaMalchus Shamayim and Kabbalas HaMitzvos and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So whereas midaraisa, all you need is the kriyas haparsha, midrabana, the Chum created this structure, the framework of kriyas haparsha. And that is considered to be the kiyum of kriyas haparsha. See, even though the Rambam is willing to admit that when it comes to berchas hamitzvah, there we can isolate. But when it comes to kriyas haparsha, if there's a suffix in kriyas shema, the mitzvah must be performed b'shlei musa. And that includes Birchos Kriyas Shema as well. It's a very important chiddush. We'll see nafkaminas, right? That the role of Birchos Kriyas Shema is the mitzvah b'shlei musa of Kriyas Shema, the kiyum of Kriyas Shema b'chaseha, not just simply the Birchos HaMitzvah. If you look, for example, in the Or Zeruah is clear that Birchos Kriyas Shema, Birchos HaMitzvah. Where do you see this is true? This is the famous Or Zeruah, the Nachos Kriyas Shema, Simen Chafei, that when it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah, ideally, no, everyone agrees, it's the Gemara Pesachim and Avzayin, the Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited over L'Asiyasim. Let's assume it wasn't recited over L'Asiyasim. What do you do now? Let's assume it can't be recited over L'Asiyasim. Can't. The Gemara gives you an extreme case, Tefillah Sager. Until tefillah, person's not Jewish. So obviously he can't recite the bracha on tefillah before he is tovil. So the Gemara says, so what do you do with tefillah seger? The bracha is lach rasiyasa. So it's explicit in the Gemara that if you have those unusual occurrences where a bracha cannot be recited over lasiyasa, that takana of bracha was lach rasiyasa. Tosfos says one day in brachas nachman aleph, the same thing is with netilas yadayim. It's inappropriate to make a bracha when your hands are dirty, yadayim askaniyot saying, your hands are soiled. So first you wash your hands and then you make the bracha. So one day in Tosfos says that's the bracha ba'al netilas yadayim is lach rasiyasa. What happens though in the following case where the bracha should have been over lasiyasa? That was the takana. And you failed to do so. So the Or Zeruah argues that, look, if in cases where you could not have done so, so the chadchil of the bracha is lachar asiyasa, and you see that the bracha relates to the earlier action, so b'di'evit, that's true, even when the bracha could have been recited over asiyasa. That's the sheet of Or Zeruah. If a person fails to recite a birchas hamitzvah over asiyasa, he does so lachar asiyasa. And therefore, there is real right, that's why a person can recite Birkos Kriya Shema Afla Achar Shekara Kriya Shema. If there is real right. Let's say for whatever reason a person has already recited Kriya Shema. Not such an uncommon practice. Sometimes, whatever, people are davening later, let's say Shabbos morning. Some people have the practice, we'll discuss this soon, they'll recite Kriya Shema earlier. So you'll say Kriya Shema. And now what about Birkos Kriya Shema? So there's a real right. What right do you have to say the Birkos Kriya Shema now? So there's all rights the following Chiddush that that's okay, because that generally is true, that Birkos HaMitzvah can be recited L'Achar Asiyasa. That's the context there is a Ruah, right? That Mavarach Kriya Shema Af L'Achar Shekara Kriya Shema, and then there is a Ruah to Mizeh L'Chol Birkos HaMitzvah. It's a Chiddush. The sheet of there is a Ruah is a Chiddush, number one. And his application, Birkos Kriya Shema is a Chiddush. One could have argued that Birkos Kriya Shema is simply a Kiyum Tefillah, and therefore, irrespective of this issue of what you can do when it comes to Birkos HaMitzvah, but even so, you can still recite Birkos Kriya Shema because it's a Kiyum Tefillah. But the Rizur writes that no, Birkos Kriya Shema, Birkos HaMitzvah, and Kriya Shema, and the fact that it is a Devar Poshut. If a person already learned Kriya Shema, he can still recite the Birkos Kriya Shema later, shows you that L'chein L'chol Birkos HaMitzvah. Wow. Very important Chiddush. According to the Zeruah, you see that the Birkos Kriya Shema are solely Birkos HaMitzvah. It is mentioned, according to the Rambam sheet, it's more than that. If it's only Birkos HaMitzvah, we'd be willing to assume Safek Brachos L'Hakel. Here, Chozo V'Korim L'Varach L'Panel L'Akareha. It's considered to be part of the mitzvah b'shlemus. Are there any other indications that this is true? So if you look in the Mechaber, in Siman Samach Hei, the Mechaber discusses hefsek when it comes to Kriya Shema. What happens if a person is reciting Kriya Shema, and for whatever reason there's a hefsek? So the Mechaber writes, "Afilu shoha kidei shigmar eskulam." Even if it's a very lengthy hefsek. And furthermore, even if the hefsek was machmas onis, even if it was machmas onis, when it comes to hefsek, onis is worse than ratzon. Because ratzon means that, look, I deliberately stopped, but obviously I intend in a few minutes to return. I purposely take off my talis for a moment, and I'm planning to put it back another minute. Onis means it was not intended whatsoever. No. Let's say all of a sudden a person finds himself in a makom matunah that he can't recite Kriya Shema. All of a sudden the talis falls off. Not that I deliberately took it off for a short window of time. A hefsek machmas onis is a greater form of hefsek. So here the Mechaber writes, when it comes to Kriya Shema, even if the hefsek is kedei gemara eskula, and even if it's machmas onis, nonetheless yatsa. And the Ramah quotes Yeshomer that disagrees that if it's machmas ones and ligmor eskula, chozer the rosh. The person was mamish in a situation where he could not have recited Kriya Shema. And that is what causes him to stop right now, in between what was previously done and what will follow. The Rama writes, he has to repeat Kriya Shema. So one factor is onus versus harapson. The other is the shir. The shir is kli digmaras kuma. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dimar Maschol Chozer, the Bir Halacha quotes the Yerushalmi, second parak of Brachos, a safek of Rabbi Bun Bar Chia. What is the shir of Kedei Ligmar Eskula when it comes to Kriya Shema? Is it Kriya Shema uVirchoseha, or is it Kriya Shema below Virchoseha? Safek in Yerushalmi. That maybe the shir of Ligmar Eskula does not just mean the parsha of Kriya Shema. It means Kriya Shema Berchoseha. That's something Yerushalmi also, she's very relevant to this issue. If you assume, let's say, the Rambam Shita, even in Safek and Kriya Shema, Chozev Akor Mevarach Lepan El Acharah, you see that that's the mitzvah b'shlemusa, Kriya Shema Berchoseha. So that's the Chiddush of Yerushalmi, that the Shir Ligmar Eskula, it's not the minimum amount of the mitzvah. But rather it means that the full key of mitzvah Kriya Shema in the Chiddush that we would judge Kei Ligmar Eskula of Kriya Shema uVirchoseha. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following diuk in the Rambam. The Gemara Brachos in Afir Aleph mentions the following Chiddush, that Kol HaMashan M'Mabeyas HaTavu Chachamim, the person changes, alters the Nusach HaBracha that the Chachamim created, that they coined. So in such an instance, obviously, that's a Tos. So Soloveitchik pointed out the following. Sometimes, one who is Mashan M'Mabeyas HaTavu Chachamim is simply Midin Tos. It's inappropriate. Right? It's improper, right, to tamper with the Nusach with the Mabeya Shetavu B'Chachamim. Good. Sometimes Rav pointed out it's more than that. Let's assume, for example, there's a mitzvah that requires, the language the Rav used, Kichsava, Kineschasa, requires a Nusach. It requires a Kriya Saparsha. Let's assume you have a mitzvah that requires a Kriya Saparsha. Whatever it is, we just discussed that. Chiddush Rabbi Yonah, there's certain mitzvahs, but there's a Kriya Saparsha. Let's assume a person will paraphrase like that Parsha. So what are you going to tell me? That's a problem because it's inappropriate to paraphrase. There, I would say, it's a much more basic problem. The Torah insists on Kriya Saparsha. You haven't read the Parsha. The Torah says you have to read the Parsha Bikurim. The Torah says you have to read the Parsha Chalitza. The Torah says you have to read the Parsha Kriya Shema. And you're going to change it around. So you're going to tell me that's an issue of Kol HaMashem HaBeah Shetovu Chachamim Meino HaLatoeh. Shouldn't have done so. Here I say it's a much more basic problem. You haven't performed the mitzvah. One could raise the issue, that halacha kol ha-mabeya shetovu chachamim. Good? Is that in the chatchila or is that b'dieved? Does that mean you shouldn't, or does that mean even b'eved? It's ma'akeh. One could imagine such a question. No? You capture the essence of what the chachamim intended, but you didn't use their exact language. Do you have to repeat? Is that the chatchila, b'dieved? A good kasha. If a person will paraphrase Kriya Shema, that's a good kasha. I'll say, are Yotze B'dieved? You haven't read the Parsha of Kriya Shema. Even if you've been able to convey, right, the themes of Kriya Shema. He pointed out a Chiddush that Kriya Shema requires a Kriya Saparsha. Zechir Asitiyas Mitzrayim pointed out the Chiddush of Rebbe. No? Mahadra Shmaitse Disbe Yitzias Mitzrayim. You should just incorporate the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim into the Shir. So here the Rav pointed out two Rambams. One is Nochos Brachos and one is Nochos Kriya Shema. In Hilchos Brachos in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, that's where the Rambam quotes this halacha, Kol HaMishan Me'Beya Shetor B'Chachamim. The Rambam writes, you do that, ain't all the Torah. It's a mistake. But you think you know better, you're wrong. And then the Rambam adds in Halacha Vav, and Deem Shina Samatbeya, and if you did so, you alter the Nusach. So the Rambam writes, look, if you mention the Shema Malchus, and the Inyan HaBracha, if you convey the theme of the bracha, the Rambam writes Yosa. In Achinami, in all the Toev, that doesn't always mean B'di'evet. So if you made up something that no rhyme or reason, it doesn't have any similarity to what the Nusach was, of course that's no good. But the Rambam writes, right, if you were Mishanim Adveya, but Yizkiras Kara Umalchus, and Inyan HaBracha, the Rambam writes Yosa. You shouldn't do so, but Yosa. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos. And then the Rambam pointed out, if you look in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, in Hilchos Kriya Shma, the Rambam also says, Kol HaMashana, and so on. The Rambam writes a raise at Toeh, if you'll change around the Birchos Kriya Shma, and the Rambam writes, V'chozer U'mevarech Kemad Meir. Well, when it comes to brachos generally, the Rambam writes, obviously, this should not be done, but if one does so, as long as he echoes the theme of the bracha, he's Yotzi B'di'evet. Here, when it comes to birchos Kriya Shma, the Rambam writes, V'chozer U'mevarech Kemad Meir. So the Rambam suggested a great chiddush then, according to the Rambam. You see again, regarding Kriya Shma itself, as he mentioned, a person will alter the nusach of Kriya Shma. You're going to say, B'di'evet, he's Yotzei. What do you even Kriya Kiksava? The Rambam apparently now is going a step further and tells us this is not only true of Kriya Shma, but this is true of Kriya Shma Birchos Se'ah. That's a single kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. We don't just view it as a separate kiyum bracha. We will not say Sveik Adrais of the Chumra for the Kriya Shma, Safi Brachos Lahakyal for the Brachos, but rather we'll view it as a single kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. And therefore, it's nidon k'kriya shma. The mitzvah b'shnei musa. There's lach of kichsava, lach of nusav, of chetza. And therefore, the Rambam writes, chozim avarech. Pretty fascinating chiddush. In a different context, there's a comment that the Mishnah Berurah has. It's important to be aware of. It's found in the Shar HaTzion, Taf Pei Ches, and Sifkot and Gimel. But Mishabur writes, Kriya Sahalil. Kriya Sahalil, Mishabur is clear, meaning the full Halil, the Halil Shalem. That's a Kriya Saparsha. That's a Lacha Kichsava. That's not comparable to Nusach HaBracha. And the Mishabur, a great Kiddush, compares Kriya Sahalil to Kriya Samigila. Let's say a person reads the Megillah, and he conveys the storyline, but he skips a couple words, mispronounces a few words, you're not going to be Yotzei. Mishnah Berurah writes, Halacha L'maisa, that's true of Halal, the Halal Shalem. The Rambam writes, in Yedaleg Me'alal, you skip a word in Halal, you're not Yotzei. A pretty great Kiddush. That's not just Halacha of Mishnah Be'esh Tavot Chachamim, which very often is only in the Chachila. It's not good to skip. No, but you're not Yosef, the Chiv of Halil. That's a very, very great Kiddush. And if you look in the Tur in Tav Peches, the Tur is Mufurish, not that way. And take a look at that. Shar HaTzion, it claims that maybe the Tur is disagreeing with something else. Maybe the Tur would even argue when it comes to Kriya Samigilah to skip a word of Yosef. That's the Chiddush, the Mishnah Berurah writes. Just like Kriya Samigil, it's Achal Kriya, Kriya Saparsha, or Kriya Shema. Same thing when it comes to Kriya Sahala. Mishnah Berurah elsewhere in the Bir Halacha, in Tavchav Beis, in Siv Vav, just makes the comment. This is true when it comes to a Halal Shalem. When it comes to the Chatzi Halal, certainly you don't say. The Chatzi Halal, by definition, is the incomplete Halal. But when it comes to Halal Shalem, it's very important to keep in mind. Right? You have to be very meticulous about how you read every word of that Halal, just like every word of Kriya Shema, just like every word of Kriya Samegillah. So Kriya Saparsha, right, such precision is necessary from B'di'evet, not just simply as Adin L'Chatkila. Why is it that there is no straight Berachas HaMitzvah and Kriya Shema? Maybe it's just a Kima Tefillah. Oh, maybe it has elements of Berachas HaMitzvah, Kriya Shema B'Shlemusa. But a simple question, no, why is it that the Chachamim did not koveya a straight Berachas HaMitzvah, Asher Kirishana Mitzvah V'Tzivana? Why didn't they do so? In Ipsiv, in the Shultos, in Kuf Chafei, there's a very nice Chiddush. Take a look, he quotes several rayas to this. Where he points out that mitzvahs which are fulfilled in the Misgeres of Tefillah, there might be some exceptions, but generally, do not have an independent Berachas HaMitzvah. There's no Berachas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema, there's no Berachas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Tefillah. Then we pointed out that Chiddush of Alamor, there's no mitzvah on Tekiya Shofar, no Berachas HaMitzvah. Nikar Hadin, it's only a later takana because we took Tekiya Shofar outside of the framework of Shmon Esrei. But when it's in the Misgeres, the framework of Tefillah, it's even points out that it seems to the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chav Ches that Berachas Kohanim, Mikra Hadin did not have a separate bracha. So that's what the Netziv writes, that since the framework is one of the Tefillah, so there isn't a separate Berachas HaMitzvah introducing that, the Tefillah. That itself plays that role. There's a comment the Prima Gadim has, and that's found in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamedes. It's in the Mishpat Zohar of the Pirush Matas in Sivkat and Beis. Alright, it's a very interesting Chiddush. We discussed before the relationship between Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah. Zeshinun v'zeshinun. The Gemara has suggested in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, let's say a person didn't recite Berachas HaTorah, he can be yotzei that chiyuv through Kriya Shema b'Rifoseha. No, the brachas of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema itself. The Prima Gadim writes, normally the opposite is true, that the Berachas HaTorah that you recite, that exempts separate brachas on Kriya Shema. Interesting Chiddush. That's one of the roles of Berachas HaTorah. And perhaps the simplest teretz is what Avud Raham writes in Dinei Kriya Shema. Avud Raham writes, very simply, person recites the Berachas HaMitzvah. What is its purpose? He cites the Gemara Brachos Nachmem, that the Brach requires shame or malchus. Why is that so important? When a person recites, let's say, Berachas HaMitzvah, to acknowledge, right, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, why is that so crucial? So the drama is very simple, because that's the purpose of a bracha. The purpose of the bracha is a kiyum, right, of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. The person is about to eat matzah. So a person will now make his public declaration, his Hinei Nimuchu L'Mezumen, that I am not eating matzah simply because of reason A, reason B, I happen to be hungry. Right? I'm doing so because, right, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam commanded me to do so. And the very purpose of every Berachas HaMitzvah, right, is a manifestation, a reflection of Kabbalah Son Afu Shemayim. So therefore, the Vidram writes that regarding Kriya Shema, Harehu Choshev Kibra. It's not necessary when it comes to Kriya Shema. That is the mitzvah of Kabbalah Son Afu Shemayim. A person performs a different activity, so it's necessary to preface that with that statement. I am doing so because I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted me to do this act. That's the mitzvah of Kabbalah Son Afu Shemayim. It will be redundant to have a Berachas HaMitzvah that I'm Kriya Shema. That's the Chiddush Vidur Ram writes. Noted Yehuda, for example, has a tshuva that he was against the practice of the Hasidim of saying all the Hinei Nemuchim Muzamonis. Now he writes that that's the purpose of the Berachas HaMitzvah. What, it's a declaration I'm about to perform this act because Habari Yisbarat Tzivos? Of course, that's what the bracha is. Akne Kafen, we discussed this, is a bracha levatala. If you're saying all the Hinei Nemuchim Muzamonis, that's what a bracha is supposed to do. Tell you that this isn't a random act, I'm doing so because of the Tzivri Hashem. And it was very much against when the Hasidim instituted all the preliminary recitations before a Nusach HaBracha. That's the purpose of a bracha. The Vidram just writes, that's why it's not necessary when it comes to Kriya Shema. You also see the point that we had mentioned about the role of Birkos Kriya Shema, the Kiyum, Kriya Shema B'Chosea, Mitzvah B'Shlimusa, from the following, very Nogia L'Halacha. The Rama writes in the very end of Siman Mem Vav, that even before Baruch Shamar, that the Tov Lomar B'Shachris, after Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Kavod, why is that true? Because the Rama writes, with Pamim showing in Kriya Shema L'Grosser Shlo B'Zmana, and the Yotzev Hazem. First three before Baruch Shamar, should say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, and should add Baruch Shem Kavod, because at times, you may end up missing Zman Kriya Shema, and at least here you can rely on that recitation. So if you look there in the Bir HaGra, the very end of Siman Vav, the Gaon writes, V'li nira she'ein nacham b'zeh. That's not appropriate. Why? Number one is, let's say, low brachas. Number one is that you're being yotzei Kriya Shema without its brachas. And number two, the gam achmazeh, also further chiddush, lo yismol gul letfila. Well, that's a further chiddush. You're not fulfilling the chiyuv of smichas gul letfila. Smichas gul letfila means the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim, Birchos Kriya Shema Gal Yisrael immediately into Shemon Esra. Here, that's not Smichas Gula Tfila. You're being a Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim early, you're playing the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and much later, Tfila. Right, the early Kiddush know that according to the Gaon, the Kiyum of Smichas Gula Tfila is Kriya Shema Bizmana, the Smichas Gula Tfila. Not just simply that, after the Zman Kriya Shema, you'll say the words, and then you'll go right from Gal Yisrael into Shemon Esrei. So again, the Rama writes that as a routine, this is what you should do, because sometimes you might miss Zman Kriya Shema. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, right there in Siman Mem Vav, Dera Maskil Ki, Bir Halacha has two possibilities of understanding this comment to the Gaon. The Rama writes that you should always do so. This should be the routine, do so regularly, because sometimes it's necessary, because you might miss Zman Kriya Shema. The Gaon says no. Ain't nothing but that. What exactly is the Gaon saying? Mishmash is just one possibility. Maybe what the Gaon is saying is that you shouldn't do so routinely. This is what you should always have in mind. Look, Enochinami, if you're in a situation where you're going to be missing Zman Kriya Shema, so of course, have in mind earlier. But don't do this on a regular day. Zman Kriya Shema is not for another 2 hours. See, that's what the Rama says, that you should always say so. Ki lefa'amim shoyim. So maybe what the Gaon disagrees with is the lo plug aspect. Only do it if necessary. But then the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Bir Halacha for the second passage of the Gaon, Chor Mistaber, And that is no. When the Gaon says that one should not do so, it means even if necessary, one should not do so. Even in the situation where you know that the Zman Kriya Shema is going to pass fairly soon, one should not opt for just simply saying Kriya Shema first, and then later on, Achar Zman Kriya Shema, then you'll get to, right, the Birchas Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei. Because if you do so, you're being Yotzei Kriya Shema without the Kiyum of Brachos, and you're not being Samu Gula Tefila. In other words, right, even in a situation where you anticipate that the Tzibur is going to be missing Zman Kriya Shema, that Eitzah, right, of simply saying Kriya Shema earlier, is not the ideal Eitzah according to the Gaon, because you're not fully fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Berchosen, nor are you being Samu Gula Tefila. But in other words, this is what the Pri Yitzchak discusses in the very first Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph. That according to the Gaon, you see that again, it's necessary to recite Kriya Shema uBirchosel Bizman Kriya Shema, and the Ikar Mitzvah Smichas Gula Tefila is Bizman Kriya Shema. And therefore, what the Gaon is telling you, that no, it would be better, even as the Pri Yitzchak suggests, to daven the Yechidus, reciting Kriya Shema uBirchoseha with Smichas Gula Tefila Bizmana, as opposed to splitting them up and relying on the earlier Kriya Shema alone in order to fulfill this scheme. That's the Chiddush Pri Yitzchak suggests. The Pashem Shadi thinks, according to the Gaon, if one would have to choose between the two options, just simply reciting Kriya Shema B'Yechidus and davening B'Tzibur would not be the ideal option, but rather, if necessary, right, to daven the Yechidus together with Kriya Shema Birchos, Kriya Shema Smichas Gula Tefila. Because again, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema B'Shlemusa is presented together with the brachas. We had mentioned earlier, even the Chiddush that the Rav suggested, that Yom and Laila, when it comes to Kriya Shema, it's not comparable to other mitzvahs of Yom and Laila. That's why the Zman is not Yom V'Laila, but Rav Shokum Kumecha. Right, but rather, in essence, the Kiyum of Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim is Tamid. One should always be Makam Malchus Shemayim. But in terms of Maisa HaMitzvah, Tamid means a person will do so, Balaylu Vayom. And that's why the Ram begins by telling us, Pamayim B'chol Yom, Karnas HaShman. No? And that's why the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs counts Kriya Shema as a single mitzvah. Not like Yom and Laila as two independent mitzvahs, even though certainly they are in Matnez Ezeh. So there is a difficult Chiddush that you have, right? In some Rishonim, today's in Shulchan Aruch, the Gaon points out, I might even appear that way from the Gemara, the concept of Tashlumin when it comes to Kriya Shema. These are 2 days, the Mechaber, and Siman Ches. What happens if a person didn't recite Kriya Shema? Is there a concept of Tashlumin? You didn't see Kriya Shema at night? Can you make it up by repeating the Kriya Shema an additional time during the day? So that's the Yesh Onim, Ramah, the Mechaber writes, it's Siman Ches, Yesh Onim, Sheish LaTashlumin. This is a kolbo in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim. And the Gaon tells you to take a look at the Gemara Brachos, not Chavav Mar Aleph. That's the sugya of Tashlumin. Now, the Gemara says the following, Tashlumin is only B'Shokik, not B'Mezid. B'Mezid, we apply the Pasuk of Muvos Yuchal Iskam. What is that referring to? Muvos Yuchal Iskam. So Lashon HaGemara is Zeh Shebitel Kriya Shema Arvis V'Shachris Al Tefila Shel Arvis V'Shachris. The Gemara is discussing Tashlum when it comes to Tefila, and the Gemara tells you there's certain times Tashlum is not going to work. There's no Takana. For example, you should Bitel Kriya Shema, Bitel Tefila. The Gemara throws in Right? Kriya Shema as well. If one is mevatel Kriya Shema, sounds from the Gemara, if he purposely went without saying Kriya Shema, then there's no tashlumin. But if it was b'shogeg, Kriya Shema is in fact like tefillah. That's a very great kiddush. They're just like tefillah. Right? Really, obdo b'fo levavchem, alavai shispalam kol yom kula. Tefillah is a kiyum of kol hayom. It's just that it's sufficient if a person davens midaraisa once a day. Sufficient if a person davens midrabban and shachris ben chemariv. But there certainly is a quality of tefillah kol hayom, and that allows for the possibility of tashlumin. Tosa says a brachos nafkafav tashlumin is because halavai shis palm kamei kula. That's what Tosa explains when it comes to say tefillas musaf. We don't apply halavai shis palm kamei kula. It's not tachnunin. It's not bakashos. It's just simply kneged hakarban. Tosos writes it's not tashlumin. When it comes to tefillas musaf, that's over zman abato kabana. So here the mechaber has 2 days. And it's a great kiddush regarding the Kriya Shema. That if there's this concept that it's a mitzvah which is a mitzvah tmidis, and the kiyum of Kriya Shema could be kol hayom. As the Kes Mishnah says, Mamash halacha l'maisa, midaraisa, the zman ha-mitzvah is actually kol hayom. So one could envision, that's the Mechaber writes the kiddush, that there's a concept of tashlumin. Whereas if a person eats matzah outside of Pesach, it's not a sensible act. It's not a meaningful act to do so. But Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim Achar Gimel Shalos certainly is something which is meaningful. Just the Chachamim, or even the Torah set up the parameters of how you understand Kol Hayom Maisa HaMitzvah. So the possibility, let's say, of the Rambam Shita that the mitzvah is Kol Hayom, right? And the possibility of Machaber that there is Kantor Tashlumin. Right, because there's a kimu kabbalah shemayim which one that lasts. And that's the chiddush of makar makar meyakol yisin. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mirtzah Hashem will continue on Sunday, and we'll have to finish up daf daf. Take a look.